So looking.
I'm so sorry, but maybe to Mark's favor, I realized we were not recording.
Well, since I didn't think we would start the recording until actually we had a quorum.
We can still record just to have us for our website.
Okay.
Yeah, and anything that we review today, if I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, Mark, if we decide to make some kind of, we want to per se like vote on something, all we can do is make a recommendation, but that can get pushed to steering and they can vote on it.
Correct.
Okay. And since we're now recording, we've had introductions of staff and committee members on the call. We have we can't approve since we don't have quorum, but we have looked at the draft agenda and no changes were suggested. And we have looked at the September 14th minutes from the membership committee meeting, and there were no suggestions or corrections made on that at this time. So moving forward, are there any announcements from committee members?
I have one announcement slash reminder. Just for those of you who haven't filled out the meeting evaluation for full council, please do so. The last chance to do that will be next week.
Okay. Thank you. Are there any announcements from community?
I have an announcement. Just in case, I think everybody may have already heard, but there's a what is it called? Boot camp of what is it called again? Let me look it up. I'm sorry. The open enrollment boot camp that the FOG group puts on for staff that want to join that trainer. It's great for case managers, social workers, healthcare advocates, is on Wednesday, October 18th from 9 a.m. to 4:30. And I'll post it in the chat in case anyone is interested in attending this training.
Okay, and the times again?
9 a.m. to 4:30.
Nine,
It's
okay.
a full day training, yes. And I'll put the registration link on the chat in case anyone is interested.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Any other announcements? All right, moving to our next item on the agenda. It looks like we had a letter of probation sent to Helen Lynn. Kira, do you want to update us on that?
So we did have Helen Lynn come into she received a notice of attendance, and so that's kind of our first step towards probation. And so she received that, and unfortunately her attendance didn't get better, so that put her now into probation. So she's received that letter of probation, and she's kind of circled back with us and let us know that she will let us know she's going to try to work towards getting back, being able to vote. Because now that she's in probation, that means she's unable to vote in anything that we do, whether that's in this committee, in other committees, or in the full council.
Okay, thank you. And it looks like we had someone else join.
Hi,
Oh,
it's me,
Hadaline.
Elaine.
Hi, Elaine. Welcome.
Thank you. Sorry I'm late. I'm here.
Are we at quorum yet?
No.
No, now we are. Now we are.
Oh, we are?
Earlier, I thought it was six, but it is actually five. Yeah, so we're at quorum
Ah.
now, if that
Oh,
means anything.
yeah.
We don't really have anything to vote on, it looks like, but still.
So now that we have quorum, we don't need to go back and go over everything officially that we just, well, we have to, yeah, we do. We have to vote on the draft agenda and the minutes.
Do you want me to pull those up again?
If you would, please.
I'll show these a little quickly. So this is the agenda for today. Pretty straightforward, just our normal stuff.
Are there any additions to the agenda? Hearing none, we can approve the agenda by consensus. If anyone objects, please speak now or forever hold your peace. Hearing none, the draft agenda is approved. If we could quickly review again the minutes from September 14th.
These are the minutes. The only new thing on here was the Ryan White Part A resource allocation, which had a couple of motions on it.
Are there any corrections or additions to the minutes? Hearing none, the minutes of the September 14th meeting are approved by consensus. Elaine, we've already had announcements and public comment. We were just starting on the attendance report, and Kara just updated us on Helen Lynn's situation.
Okay.
And we can do that offline.
Okay. Something else, there are two more, one more update, but something on this portion of the agenda is that there is one current leave of absence, which is still Miss Billy Cooper. Mm-hmm. And we are trying actually to get in touch with Miss Billy Cooper because we haven't heard from her in a while. So we're trying to figure that out because I know someone had brought up that, you know, she's kind of been on almost an indefinite leave. So we are still trying to reach out and do anything. I don't know, some type of trying to work with her. The other item on this would be a request for a leave of absence from TJ.
Mm-hmm.
And so TJ would be, actually, Crown, can you talk about this a little bit?
Sure, yeah. Yeah, TJ mentioned at the end of our last full council meeting that he was requesting a leave of absence for October and November. And so I thought I would bring it to y'all to be approved. This would actually mean, since if we're not meeting in December, TJ will return in January.
Okay. Since we're not meeting in December, would his leave of absence actually just be for November then?
This month and November, and then December, everyone gets a free-for-all, like a plus one on their attendance sheet. So it'd actually be for the 2 months of this month and next month.
Okay.
So we won't see him at full council, and we didn't see him at his subcommittee.
Okay.
So technically, he'd be coming back to us in December, but since we don't usually meet in December, that would be January.
Okay, great. All right. And for the leave of absence, we don't need to vote on that. That's just FYI for us, correct?
You need to vote.
We do need to vote.
Is that a motion? Okay.
We have to have a motion.
Okay, I move.
Thank you, Ron. Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you, Elaine. All right. All in favor of granting TJ leave of absence for October and November, please say yes.
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 Okay. Anyone opposed? No. Leave is granted. Thank you. And I'm looking down here. We're to the demographic report.
Yeah, and I can take that on. I'll just share our usual demographic report updates. So the first one we're looking at here, nothing has changed with either of the ones that I'm, this one and the one I'm about to show you. So we haven't lost any members and we haven't gained any members. So everything's remained the same, same from last month.
Okay. So our target audiences are still the same.
Yes.
Thank you.
So let me move on to the next one. And that still brings our total membership to 26.
Okay.
Does anyone have any questions about these?
The total EMA numbers get updated every few years, or how often?
So that's a good question. I actually don't have an answer for that, but I think I might know someone who does, so I'll actually reach out to them because I think I might have already asked that. So I have to look back. But I will get back to you on that. Any other questions?
Hearing none, we'll move forward. Next on the agenda would be council recruitment, committee discussion, or recruitment strategies and materials. We have our materials that are out. Unfortunately, I was not at the last meeting. I had a doctor's appointment, so I'm not sure all that transpired on a discussion for this topic. So if members could help me out, I would appreciate that.
Yeah, of course. So last month, if I recall, we discussed, we updated the committee that so the idea for council recruitment this time around has been that would be in combination with the needs assessment and COLAs that are going on in terms of the focus groups. So we'd have a council member come with council staff to these focus groups and kind of do an introduction and try to recruit at the very beginning of them. Unfortunately, we've had to, for our current COLA, that's people affected by eviction, that one has turned into a more one-on-one interview, interviews. So there hasn't been a chance for recruitment there. And for our needs assessment, the last two needs assessment focus groups that we've actually done have been all only in Spanish. So it's been monolingual. So we actually decided not to have a council member come and try to do recruitment there just because we didn't want folks in the focus group to think that this group was a Spanish only. There would be some kind of translation in the group. So that leaves us then with maybe only one other needs assessment focus group that we will be doing. But even then, that just will depend on the group that we're able to secure. And that may also just be a monolingual group. So our idea of trying to have a council member come and like do it in combination with the focus groups hasn't really been working out for whatever reason. Now I've brought it back to that group, to the group, to see what other forms of recruitment there could be.
Is there
we'll still be able to apply that as Kara referenced to other focus groups. It just potentially leaves out the, you know, we wanted to do it with Black, African American, and Latino. And you as well. And so so this doesn't impact what will eventually be a focus group geared towards Black African American. But yeah, the Latino one sounds like, and Kara would know this more than I, but it sounds like if that's going to be monolingual, it just seems impossible really to do that. We need to do some other kind of concerted outreach effort to that population. I mean, it might be as straightforward as like sending staff of particularly targeted agencies our recruitment flyer. But like Kara was saying, certainly maybe the group wants to have a conversation about that as well.
Okay. Mark, in the past, have council members actually gone to staff meetings of the different organizations that we may want to target membership from and actually get on their agenda to do a pitch for the council and for membership?
Staff meetings, no. I know that we have appeared at an Alliance staff meeting, but it wasn't, I don't know if it would be considered like a staff team meeting. I don't think we would be necessarily welcome to come to like a regular staff team meeting. Those are usually very business focused and not really a place for us to do outreach. And also, you know, we're mainly we do want to fill our demographic for sure, but we're mainly looking for people within those demographics who are consumers, right? Because we're also low, mm-hmm. we're not that low, but we're also low on consumers of services. So we want to hit like one bird with two identities. There we go. And we're not going to get that with going to a staff meeting if we were even allowed to. And I just mm-hmm. don't, I think that's a non-starter, honestly. Okay. I think community meetings, if there are, if those happen, any potential CABs and any support groups that we're using as focus groups, I still think it's the best way on top of like, you know, Crown and Kira can like come up with a list of providers and just send them our outreach tool for their clients, you know?
Okay.
It just, in the past, it hasn't really netted us anyone. It's still like your pretty standard outreach tool, like put together some kind of promotional flyer, send it to the providers and see if they will be interested or even remember to give it to clients who might be. It's like a shot in the dark. I'm not saying we can't take that shot and we shouldn't. It's due diligence. But we've mainly gotten people from a focus group, you know, when someone's interested and they will follow up with us.
Mm-hmm.
Or word of mouth. That's often how we really have gotten people, is like, is a council member knowing another consumer of service who happens to fit within a demographic or not, and then bringing them to formerly Dave, now me.
Mm-hmm.
And even then, it's not guaranteed. You know, Ron had a great lead, but that person has at this point disappeared and I think has a lot going on in their life. Sounds like Laura had a person as well that I actually met with at the last council meeting. Very friendly young man, has had mm-hmm. zero follow-up with me. And they need to be able to do follow-up, right? We can't go there. And we can't, if I have a name, I can't be the person saying, come join us, come join us. Like, they have to show that they are interested enough to follow up.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're just not going to attend meetings. We've seen that.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's tricky, and it needs to be a goal of ours because we're under demographically and consumerly.
Mm-hmm.
Not a word.
Other committee members.
Looks like JP has a question, Ed.
Yeah, and remember, Mark, I'm on my cell phone, so I can only see who's speaking. So if someone.
So looks like Ed, I'll just ask JP to speak then.
Yeah, thank you.
Is it possible to talk to those agencies that might be working with some of our some of the groups that we're trying to fill to talk about opportunities for us to come and talk to them? I mean, I think the reason that focus groups are probably more successful than handing out flyers is because there's context and there's somebody there to actually talk to and put a face to the group. Would it be appropriate for us to make a list of folks that we want to reach out to and ask them for opportunities that we could come in and talk to their participants?
Yeah, that's absolutely possible. I think if Crown and Kira come up with a plan in which to send out outreach tools to outreach flyer to folks, they can also work on the body of the email saying, we'd also love an opportunity if you have a client group for us to meet with them. We're happy if you could distribute to any interested clients on the one hand, but hey, if there's something that if you have a particular group that we can meet with, we'd love to do that too. So yeah, it could definitely be done. It could all be done in the same email It just depends on whether that particular caseworker, peer advocate, social worker decides to pick up the ball. Most will not, but maybe some will. You know, it helps if we have someone on the planning council who's in a leadership type role that will also follow up with their own staff. But we really don't have folks like that right now at our targeted demographics. As far as I know, we don't have someone overseeing. I mean, we have Derek Mapp, who does oversee a couple different support groups. But I'm not sure if we have anyone who specifically oversees Latinx population. Do we on the council? Oversees interventions that are specifically targeting Latinx.
I know that when I went to a Shanti monitoring mark, there seemed to be at Shanti some Latino groups or Latinx groups that meet. I don't know if you have anyone.
We do. Similar to parallel to Derek. So we definitely could talk to, I think it's Agrippina and Jose Luis as far as that goes. Yeah, we could. They just, the thing is, of course, they don't know what the council even does. So it's hard for them to be strong advocates for something they have no understanding of. But yeah, I mean, that is in-house. Like, literally, Crown and Kira can talk to their colleagues, and they're very nice. Yeah. But on the council itself, beyond that, I'm not sure. I'm trying to think over who are all the service providers. And the only one that really comes up, no, there's no one that comes up who's like in a leadership position who can then check like with their social workers and case managers. Sometimes we've had that. We've had folks like Marissa Pinagos and folks from the former BCOA, but we don't have that anymore as far as I can think. Yeah, I think that's because we just have a lack of providers from agencies like Rafiki, like Mission Neighborhood on the council.
Maybe that could be a target for us, is to reach out to try to get some of the members from those organizations on the council.
Yeah, I could. Yeah, you know, I mean, that is a way. It's sort of a, I mean, that's, there's challenges there when, you know, conceptually, you know, with trying to like, if our targets are consumers within these demographics, to first try to target the service providers, get them interested enough to apply, come on, and then say, okay, well, let's get to the real reason why we brought you on. We need your client.
I chose the wrong word. Maybe we could create partners that then they would refer their clients that would fit our needs and our demographic deficiencies.
That's what I was proposing is that kind of outreach campaign to those folks. So it would, you know, it's something that can happen. Obviously, it'll take a little bit of work looking up the, you know, the agencies and then going to their websites, hope and like crossing our fingers that they actually include all of their direct service providers at the very least. If not, then going, it'll have to go through the different managers and directors. But it can be done for sure. Again, it's just like, well, it's throwing things at a wall and hoping something stick without someone that we can specifically check in with. Cause like, as you mentioned, Ed, like, you know, we don't have those people right now.
Yeah. And I think that's where we're running into the walls. So I think it would be time well spent to work on several members or staff members at maybe target three organizations. And if nothing else, maybe we could meet with them for coffee or something. And explain why having members from their organization on our council would be a benefit to them.
Yeah.
I can email Jose from Mission Neighborhood, Jose Lopez, and introduce him to you, Mark, if you'd like. He's the director of programs, unless you've already talked to him or know him.
I would love that introduction. That would be very helpful, because then I could also connect with Kira and Crown about, like, I talked to this person and they will check in to see if their staff has received those emails, etc. So thank you, Maria. Perfect. That's super helpful.
Sure.
Plus, the introduction coming from you, DPH, will have hopefully land in a certain kind of way.
Hopefully.
Yes. Thank you. Do we have suggestions from any other of the committee members or public?
I think that was something that John Paul put on the chat.
Oh, and I can't see the chat. I'm sorry.
Just put, I'd be happy to reach out to Sherilyn for youth. So that's also somebody else over at Larkin. Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm eating here, so I'm keeping going off video as I put things in my mouth. I wonder if, Kira, you'd actually be able to hit up JP for that connection for the eventual youth COLA. It's really just, you know,
a nice
connection. Sherilyn's great, very community-minded. Sherilyn will probably just say, oh, well, let me introduce you to my manager who will do this. But it's kind of nice to start at the top. So when, I wouldn't say do that now, JP, but when Kira, hopefully Kira can reach out to you after, like, the, it's been determined when we're going to have the youth focus group. But if you could make that introduction, that would be fantastic for her, not to speak for Kira, but I think it would be fantastic for her.
Thank you, JP. Do we have any other discussion on the topic at this time? Hearing none. Kira, can we put this on the agenda for continuing discussion for next month?
Yeah, of course. This is a recurring item, so it'll usually appear every month.
Yeah. And are there any other topics any of the members would like to bring at this time?
Well, I'm not sure we can really do that, Ed. I don't think we have an open topic agenda item, actually.
Yeah. Okay.
What is the next agenda item?
The next agenda is the next meeting date.
Oh, okay. So actually now would be the time if people had agenda topics for next month.
Yes. Uh-huh. To bring up.
I'm sure that's what you meant, and I just misunderstood. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
My apologies.
No problem. Thanks for clarifying. And hearing none, we are adjourned. Our next meeting will be Thursday, November the 9th. At our new Zoom link. And thank you all for being present.
Thank you, Ed.
It's nice to have a quorum.
Kira and Crown, can you be on for a moment?
Bye, everyone.
Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Good luck.
Hey!